Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3188 AN. Today's date is October 16th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump Economy Compared to the Biden Economy. People see the difference. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce Silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. The only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they set out their goal to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, they were trapped in their entire agenda because Trump and the Patriots, they knew the playbook. They knew that they were going to destroy their own economy. And as they destroyed their own economy, people would see the difference. Now, remember, the first 4 years of Trump was not to improve the economy, not to get rid of the central bank, not to fix everything that the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and the rest have been destroying, but it was to show the people, look at the difference. Look what we can do in a short period of time in 4 years. Even though we're playing within the central bank illusionary economy, we can bring industry back. We can pay tariffs on China. We can take that money, give it to the farmers. We can renegotiate trade deals. We can bring inflation very, very low. We can make the country energy independent, and you'll have more money in your pocket. Plus, we can cut a lot of taxes, reduce the number of regulations, and we can stimulate business. This is what Trump did in the 4 years. Now, was his goal to fix everything and make the country great at that moment? No, because it wasn't enough time. Plus, the people needed to see the difference. The people needed to understand the difference between a system that works and a system that does not work. And the people needed to see the central bank system very, very clearly. And I do believe that's exactly what they're doing. And Trump is actually showing the people, look, look what we had compared to what they're doing right now. In a short period of time, 3 to 4 years, they reversed everything that we did, and now your lives are worse. Is this what you want? Because if this is what you want, they'll bring us into the Great Reset, the you'll central bank digital currency, and you'll be under their control forever. And I think at this point, the people are starting to realize that this is a place where they don't want to go. Now, we'll be talking about the differences between Trump's economy and Biden's economy, but we've always been told to look at California and watch California, and we could see everything that they're doing out there is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Remember, I do believe that is the template for the Green New Deal, and every policy that they push, it is completely and utterly destroying the entire state. And this is why you have people leaving the state, because they recognize that it's being destroyed. And they can't live there, especially with the economy completely imploding and with them continually borrowing and giving money to the illegals, to the Green New Deal policies. And it's not going to work, and it isn't working. And look what Gavin Newsom is doing. He now signed a law granting California Community College tuition to some Mexican residents near the border. Clown World responded to this and said, low-income Mexican students living near the U.S. border can now cross over and attend certain community colleges in California at in-state tuition rates under a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. So let's see. Mexican students who don't live in the United States can just cross the border and they can attend community college. I mean, really think about this for a second. Where is this money coming from? Who's paying for this? Oh, that's right. The people that are paying the taxes. Do you think California really has the money to pay for this? Absolutely not. What do you think is going to happen to their economy? It's going to completely and utterly implode. That is what is going to happen. And you can see inflation, well, it's going to continually move up and it's going to hurt the everyday person. Now, once again, Gavin Newsom decided to raise the minimum wage. And you know what happens when they raise the minimum wage. It's just the Band-Aid fix. It means they're going to raise prices on their products or whatever service they are producing. And that is going to be put back onto the people. So is this going to solve the problem? No, it's going to hurt the problem in the long run. Or these businesses will say, you know what? We had 10 employees. We're only going to have 5 now. We'll have to have these five people take up the slack and they will now do the job for the other person. So one person will have two positions to fill, and all they'll be making is whatever the minimum wage is now. But what did the company do? They got rid of the five, so they're back to where they were. Or if that doesn't work, they're going to raise the prices on their products to make ends meet. That's how it works. I mean, look what's happening with Chipotle right now. They're raising menu prices to offset inflation. And the last time they did this was in August of 2022. This was just a year ago. That's a very short period of time, which means everything has been accelerated, and now people can see the central bank system. They see it doesn't work. They could see what California's trying to do. They're going to see that doesn't work. And now they could see the difference between Trump's economy and Biden's economy. Now, Trump, he put out a couple truths here, letting everyone know the difference between the two. And he says, Bidenomics bust versus Trump boom. Real family incomes under Biden down $4,000. With Trump, it was up $6,400. When you look at Bidenomics bust versus Trump boom, jobs created first 30 months, 2.1 million for Biden, 4.9 million for Trump. Manufacturing jobs, 204,000 with Biden, 454,000 with Trump. 30-year mortgage rate, 7.51% with Biden, 2.65% with Trump. What are people seeing? The people are seeing the difference in the economy. And this is at this stage. Think about it. We're going into a recession, then going into a depression. And this is going to get a lot worse. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, poverty under Trump versus Biden. Share of Americans under poverty line. So when you look at Trump, it was down around 9.2%. And this is coming from the U.S. Census Bureau. If you look at Biden, he's at 12.4% and moving up. Trump's trend line was moving down. Everyone can see the difference, and everyone's starting to realize this. And all those people are saying that I can't see it. All you got to do is look at the actual numbers. Actually, you don't even have to look at the numbers. As we go through 2024, people are going to start to realize, holy crap, everything now is doubled in the supermarket. Fuel prices have doubled. I mean, it's going to be clear as day, especially when people start to lose their jobs. As soon as that happens, it is game over for the Biden administration. And think about when we're approaching the 2024 election and the market comes down. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And the people will see the difference very, very clearly. And I do believe that this is what this is all about. So people can see, look what they did to the economy and look what Trump has done to the economy. Plus, it's setting it up so you don't listen to the Fed, so you don't listen to the Treasury, and you don't listen to the government in which way we're going to move when this all comes crashing down. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce Silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. The only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And once people realize this, they're not going to follow the Fed. They're not going to follow what the government says. They're going to follow the person that improved the economy, which had the economy roaring at the time. That's what people are going to see. And what's very interesting about all this is that Bloomberg, hard to believe, Bloomberg is actually calling out economists saying, you are being dishonest right now. The country is either in a recession or heading to a recession, and the economy is not improving at all. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, Bloomberg, soft landing regime PhD economist blindsided as recession rolls in. Nice to see Bloomberg noticing how dishonest regime economists are, but they let them off with economics is complex when the reality is a lot simpler. When government is paying their salary, the economists say what they're told, and that's absolutely true. And you can see this with the doctors during COVID. You could see it with the FDA, the CDC, and the rest, and now you have the economists. Same thing with climate change. All those scientists, they're being paid by the government, so they're just going to be told what to do so they can get more money. Period. The end. That's how it works. But the people, they're going to see something very, very different. I remember going back in time to 2006, 2007, I remember Peter Schiff out there at that time telling everyone that we're going to have a crash coming up very, very soon. We're going to have a credit freeze. And all the economists, they were screaming and yelling at him that he was completely and utterly wrong. And once again, what happened? It turned out the economists were completely wrong and Peter Schiff was right at the time. I do believe the same exact thing is happening once again. What people are going to see is they're going to see all these economists who are paid by the government because they're part of the deep state central bank World Economic Forum. They're going to see them pushing the idea, which they already are, that the economy is improving, everything is fine. And when everything comes crashing down, people are going to start to realize that they were completely lied to like before. And I don't think this time around the people are going to forgive all of these people. And this is why the people are going to point the country in a completely different direction. And I do believe they're going to be pointing the country towards sound money and a completely different economic policy, which does not include the central bank system. You can see what is happening now out in other countries that are accepting Bitcoin. Remember, Bitcoin, gold, they're outside of the central bank system. And once you're outside of the central bank system and the creation of the currency is limited, or there's a finite amount of gold or a finite amount of Bitcoin, it controls the economy because you're not borrowing that money. You're not borrowing it with interest attached. So you don't have to repay. You don't need the income tax. You don't need all of this. I mean, this is something our founding fathers set up. It was taken away from us in 1913. Actually, it was taken away from us with the first central bank, then the second central bank, and now we have the third central bank. So when you look at El Salvador right now, El Salvador vice president, Bitcoin is driving tourism, investment, and the rebirth of our country. So they're seeing great things happening to the country. And out in Argentina, which we talked about yesterday, their inflation is completely out of control. This is why it's around 130%. They're expecting to be going to 180%. So you know this is a no-win situation for the people. But the new presidential hopeful, he is surging in the polls. And the current administration has abolished the income tax a week before the Argentine presidential elections, which I find very, very interesting. And I do believe once he wins, it's going to be game over for the central bankers there. And I do believe he's going to be putting the country on a completely different path. And once the country starts to improve, because they're going to separate themselves probably from the central bank, just like El Salvador did, they're going to see a country that they've never seen before. Remember, they've been going through this for a very long time, and they have to keep restarting their system. That's what they continually do. And I do believe this time around is going to be very, very different. And this is something the central bankers never wanted anyone to see. They never wanted the people around this world to see an economy without them. Because once people see an economy without them, the people realize that their system that they've enslaved us to does not work at all. And then the people, once they see it and they experience it, they realize this is something we never, ever want again. And what's going to happen once this happens, which we're already seeing it happen, it's going to spread worldwide, especially when the United States moves away from the central bank system. Because once the United States does that, no matter which way United States goes, if it goes back to the Constitution where we're going to be using gold as a backstop, maybe using Bitcoin as trade, it makes no difference. Once you're outside of the private was a central bank system and we're no longer borrowing that currency and we're going into debt and we have to pay it all back, the entire economic system completely changes. And it changes in a way that no one could even imagine unless you experience it. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots and the rest of the Patriot leaders around the world, they're now moving in this direction to give the people of this world the taste of what it's like to not have a central bank system. And once this happens, this is going to spread worldwide very, very quickly because countries are going to catch on and they're going to start to move against the central bank system. And I do believe this is one way of destroying the central bank system. Have the central bank do what they do best. Try to bring us into the Great Reset. Try to bring us into the central bank digital currency. Let the people experience it, because why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Let them destroy their old economic system while the people are awake, while the people are thinking logically, and show the people what they are doing, how they're liars, how they're cheats and how they want to bring us into a system where they have complete and utter control over the people. Once they see this, once the people see this, they will then understand. And the people, and of course with Trump, it will make it a lot easier for Trump and those individuals that are backing him to bring the people where he needs them to go. And that is away from the central bank system, because the people, they will not fight him. They won't say, oh, no, no, we need to stay with this system. Oh, no, no, we love the Federal Reserve. The people are going to say, you know something? We see what's happening right now. The entire system collapsed. They've been telling us for a very long time that the system is fantastic. We're not heading into a recession. Don't worry about it. Everything is strong. You see, once the people, they see the entire system fall apart, it's going to be very, very easy for the Trump administration to say, you know something, I have a solution here. And we need to do this, which is move away from the central bank system. We need to go back to some money. The people are going to say, you know something, that sounds like a great idea. You know something, we don't need the central bank digital currency. You know what, we don't need the Green New Deal. You know what, we see it destroying the entire system. And the people are going to say, you know something, we're on your side. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now, not just with the economy, but I think with everything else. And when you start to put all this together, you can see the people in the end, they're going to be with the Patriots, and the people are going to support their decisions because they are experiencing the destruction of this country, the destruction of the economy. And once we approach the 2024 elections and we get very, very close to that, and the entire economic system completely implodes on itself, the people will have no question in what we should do here. It will be very, very easy for Trump to say, listen, you vote for me, we're going to make this economy great. In 6 months, you're not even going to recognize it. It's going to be so powerful. It's going to be something you've never seen before. Plus, we're going to become energy independent. We're going to move away from the central bank. We're no longer going to have the interest on all this money. We're going to reduce the debt. We're going to get out of all of this. What do you think the people are going to say? Well, we experienced this for 4 years. We're done with it. Let's go in a completely different direction. And Trump will then have the people, and the central bank in the end will cease to exist, because this will spread across the globe. And all these countries, they're going to follow what the United States is doing. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.